we had Latvian school that I went to, the other kids, and you know, I learned folk songs, although I can't remember very, you know, a lot of them now, like a lot of them I can't remember at all, dancing, Latvian dancing and stuff like that. So I was the only one who really had any kind of Latvian connection at all. I think at the time, I think they were more concerned about blending in rather than, you know, trying to keep things alive, because it was more important at that time to blend in so that, you know, the lives would be easier for everybody. It wasn't until I was older that I started to get involved with Latvian community. My dad was the president of a group called Daugavpils. And Daugavpils is more the veterans, soldiers group. Yeah, it was kind of like a legion, I guess, you know. So he was president of that for quite a bit. And when I grew older, I also tried to become involved with Daugavpils, but they were trying to keep it more Latvian in it. At that point, I couldn't carry on enough conversations in Latvia to, you know, Latvian to make it, to pass it down to children. And they wanted to keep everything Latvian, at least there. And I kept trying to say, no, you have to change to English and you know, so that other young kids can join and we can keep it going. But it was very hard. They wouldn't do it. So as a result, Daugavpils is not around anymore. And then they decided to have sort of a youth component of Daugavpils, which I tried to start. And it didn't get very far. All of us kids who grew up at that time were all English. Very few of us kept talking in Latvian and everything because, you know, we were being assimilated into the culture here, and it was really hard to keep up. So a lot of them, you know, don't know Latvian. There's very few families that stuck to speaking Latvian at home. So I'm really glad that I still have it, that I can speak it.